And we are starting by the beginning of the Amud, the top of the Amud, Tazvav and Aleph. Itma, Lechi O'imed Me'ilob, a Lechi that was stood up by itself, which means that this Lechi, this stick or this piece of wall, was not put up L'shem Lechi. It was just there. Like, for example, one of the examples in the pictures, they would give a tree. This punk the tree and right in front of the mavi, so that can be used as lachi. Shav, that's a good lachi or not. So it's a machlekes. Abaye or mahav a lachi. Abaye says it is a lachi. Rav Am v'lo have a lachi. So Gemara explains. Heichad lo shemchin lo ma'esmal. If you don't say before Shabbos, I want this to be my lachi. Kuli am v'lo pligi lo have a lachi. Everyone agrees it's not a good lachi. Ki pligi heichad the samchin lo ma'esmal. We're arguing in a case. Abaye Rav arguing in a case where he wants it to be his lechi. So Abaye Omar have a lechi. Doesn't chinan lam esmal. My son wants this to be my lechi. Rav Am alay have a lechi. Kivan de mikaru lav adayt tohachi avidi. This was not put up l'shem lechi. Loi have a lechi. Therefore, it's not a lechi. So that's the Gemara saying. That's the machlekes where you had in mind before Shabbos and wasn't put up l'shem lechi. So Abaye holds it's a good lechi. Rav holds it's not a good lechi. Now Rashi acts as an interesting thing. When it says, Heichad lo samchino lam esmal, second Rashi on the Amud, where you weren't samach ma'esmal, sweet haish to meant, you weren't samach before Shabbos. Rashi says extra words here, Shehoye shom lechi achar v'nafal v'Shabbos. Rashi's mashma, there was no other lechi here, even if you're not samach ma'esmal, it works. Why? Because it's a chazaka, this is what you want for lechi. Here, the case was, there was a different lechi here before Shabbos, and a tree, and then it fell down, the lechi fell on Shabbos. Can I use a tree as a lechi? That's the case where you're not samech ma'asmal, because you had a different lechi. But if you had no other lechi, then you could be samech on the ma'asmal, even if you don't speak it out. You could use it on Shabbos, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings this down, Shin Samech Gimel, Sifir Aleph, he brings down this, that's only if you had another lechi and it fell down, that's when it's called lois samechinon. But if there's only lechi here, it's automatically ki'ilu samechinon. That's the lashon of the Ramah, it's ki'ilu samechon. Al kaponim, but what's the gate to our sugi here is the shayla of lechi or imid me'ilov. If it was not put up l'shem lechi, is it good or not? Baya holds it's good, Rav is no good. And the Gemara thought that it wasn't dafka din lechi, it was in any mechitza of Shabbos. Chazaka d'arita kehechi the pligi v'lechi, just like Rav and Abaya argue by lechi, pligi not mechitza. Right now the Gemara thought that by mechitza also, it has to be put up l'shem mechitza. But if it's punk there, it doesn't work as a mechitza, according to Rav. And according to Baya, it does work. So the Gemara thought that v'chleik is by Rav is not only by lechi, it's even by mechitza. So Gemara is going to bring four different Brises and Mishnayis that are kasha on Rava until the Gemara decides that maybe it's not by Mechitza, it's Machlekes. So let's see the Gemara. Tashima. Ha'oise sukhasoi bein ha'ilana. Someone makes a sukkah between the trees are there. He says, oh, it's a good place to make a sukkah. I already have my three walls. So he makes a sukkah between the trees. Ve'ilana is defined as law. And the lanas are walls for him. Kashera, it's a kasha sukkah. So what do you see? You can use mechitzas that were made, you didn't make those trees, they were there. And you see that even though it was oimed ve'elav, they're kosher to be walls, they're kosher to be mechitzas. So it's a kasha on Rava. If Rava argues also by mechitzas, it's a kasha on Rava. So the Gemara says, you planted these trees for walls. And that's why it's good for Rava, because he did do it, he did put it up, shem mechitza. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah then? If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Maybe give me chayshish that if you use trees as walls, I might use the walls as use it on yontif. I want to hang up my cup of whatever it is, if I want, put my bottle of wine in it, whatever I want to do, it's to be mishtamas bilon. If mishtamas bilon, it's also because you might be toilish on yontif, so you might cut off a branch. So maybe it's also to use trees for a wall because a chshash may become mishtamas bilon. The Mishnah, no, in Sukkah, that's not a problem. You're allowed to use the Elon for a wall. So Rava got out of that Raya. Really, Mechitza has to be L'shem Mechitza. There, you take a plant to L'shem Mechitza. Let's go to the next Raya. Tashma. Hoyasham Elon Aygeder. Here it's talking about the Pase Birois. That means that if you had a bar or a well in Rosh Hashanah, and you want to be able to drink water from it, so they made it at the corner for the oily regal, and people going up to raise HaMikdash. For Yontif, they made a special takana for them that because the cows have to drink and it's very hard. I'm having a water for all the cows. So they made a takana, you can make passive arrays. That means little L-shaped walls on each corner, one amma by one amma, and that will make the place of Shushiyachid. Let's say at one of the corners, there was already a Elon there. Elon was a tree there. I gather there's already a fence there. I keep this economy. Or there was some kind of lattice fence over there made out of reeds. Nidom Mishum Diyumud. You can use it for one of the Yumudim. The passive rice, the corners are called the Yumudim. And you can use it one. You can use it for the Yumud. You can use it for that. So what's the Shiloh? Shiloh is one of these cases are Elon. And Elon was not put up with Shem. It was there. It wasn't made with Shem Mechitza. Oh, come on, now I'm asking. You know, also Mechitza Lekach. You did it Lekach. Teretz Gemara is, there must have been, you planted Lekach. Or you made the gather, the fence was there. Someone put it up for Mechitza or Mechitza Sakonim. And it was not a Kasha Rabbah. Yachim Ay Kamashlon. So what's the Chiddush? If you put it up with Shem Mechitza, so then it's so simple, it's Mechitza. So tomorrow, Kamashlon, Mechitza Sakonim Kamashlon, she said. Chizas Akonim is a chiddush. The case was Chizas Akonim kana pachas b'shloish tochem. The case of Chizas Akonim was made in a way that it wasn't a solid piece of reeds. It was a bunch of reeds within three tochem of each other. So using lavud for passive barayis. And can the boy when they abaya rabba? Really, it's a shaila abaya from rabba later on in the Gemara in the second parak. And what's the shaila? Shaila is since the whole din of passive barayis is a kula, maybe you can't use a wall of lavud for that. Kamash won this mishnah was brisa. That you could use it, you could use lavud even for passive rice. So that's the chiddush. Chiddush of either you planted, you made it l'shem, you did it l'shem mechitza. But the Brayis is teaching us that even though mechitza has to come onto lavud, still it works. And still it can be used for passive rice. So let's be more rise about mechitza l'shem. The mechitza that it wasn't put up l'shem mechitza, the shaf that works. Toshima, not alright. Elon ha'meisach l'arts. You have this big tree, it's a huge tree. And it goes up, and then it goes sideways, and it comes back down. And it makes under it this huge, like, tent under the tree. If the branches at the end of the branches are within three tefachim of the ground, so it's lavud, so now it becomes a tent, and it has four walls. You can metaltel under it. So what's the kasha? This mechitza wasn't put up shem mechitza, it's an ilon. And for the Gemara, you planted this tree for this purpose, to be a mechitza for yourself. There's a problem. What's the problem? We're going to see, a memra, it says that the halacha is that you can't metaltel if it's very big. The halacha is that something called a base asayim. Base asayim is the size of the Chatz HaMishkan, which is 100 amos, 50 amos. Making it the square, it's approximately 70 amos by 70 amos, a little bigger. Approximately 70 amos, 70 amos. That's called a base asayim. The halacha is, if something's not hukka for dira, it's called a karfif. If the fence around something is not made for dira, it's called a karfif, and you can't carry in it if it's bigger than a base asayim. It's too big, it can't be a asayim. Just to make it practical, some hold that a wall around a baseball field is not called hukka for dira. It's not called dira. Playing baseball is not called dira. So let's say you have a baseball field with a fence around it. Could you carry inside it? It has a fence around it. So if it's bigger than base asayim, bigger than 70 amos, 70 amos, they cannot carry in it because it's called a karfif. It's called a karfif, and you're not allowed to carry it. Some whole basic field is not called a karfif, it's called hukka v'dir. I'm just giving you the example, not to get involved in any machlekesim. But lemaisa, that's the halacha. Base asayim is a shear, and you have other times also, when something's not a mamish, a good dira, the limit is base asayim. And it says over here, by this tree, it's that you can't do more than base asayim. Let's read it inside. If it was put up with Shem Mechitza, l'talta b'kula alam, amarav huna b'reid rav Yeshua, ima talta b'ay ela base asayim. He says, you only can metaltel only like a karfif. So Bishlam, if you learned that it wasn't put up with Shem Mechitza, so I can hear that Mechitza that wasn't put up with Shem Mechitza, so it's not called Hukkah Vadira. So there, you can't, because it wasn't Hukkah for Dira, it was here anyway, so there you can't do base asayim. And now we're saying you planted L'Shem Kach, so it should be Hukkah Vadira, and you should be able to metaltel in it, even if it's much bigger. Why does Rav Huna, Breda Vishua, limit it to base asayim? Is aim metaltel my elevated asayim? And the Gemara, no, avadi planted it l'shem mechitza, and still you can't do more than base asayim. Why? I'm sure to have a dira should tashmish la'aver. It's a house that tashmish la'aver. Chol dira should tashmish la'aver aim metaltel boy elevated asayim. Any dira that's called tashmish la'aver, it's not called hukav dira, and you're looking metaltel elevated asayim. What does it mean tashmish la'aver? What it means is that the reason why you're living in here is because of something outside it. A classic example of Tashmish La'avir is, let's say, you're in a shomer booth. You know, these days in front of the school, you see the security booth. So is that called a dira? No, the guy doesn't want to live there. He has to watch the school. He doesn't want to be so hot. So he gets himself an air-conditioned booth. But that's not really who he wants to be. He wants to be in a regular house. It's not why he wants to be. Here also, he's in the field, and he's watching this huge field, and he needs a place to stay, so he'll stay in a booth. He's saying, this tree also was not made to live in a tree. No one likes living under a tree. He wants to do something outside the tree, and therefore he's living under this tree for shade, for whatever reason. That's called a dira tishmisha la'avi. The point of his dira is for what's outside it. And that type of dira is not called hokav dira. So more times he's avad, you planted it l'shem kach. L'shem echitza. It's still here, it's worse because it's tashmisha la'avi. So now go to final raya. Toshima. The halacha is that someone has tchum Shabbos. What does it mean he has tchum Shabbos? He has 2,000 amos each direction. So what happens if a guy, there's a big house in the Midbar, and he's that's where he stays for Shabbos. So where does he count 2,000 amos from? From where he's standing in his house, or from outside the house? So halacha is, if you have a house with mechitza, that is all considered like 4 amos. Every person gets 4 amos plus 2,000 amos. Your house is always considered like your 4 amos. Any place you carry in, that's called like 4 amos. And then outside, you get 2,000 amos outside it. But if you were standing without a house, then you only get 4 amos plus 2,000 amos. But if you have a building, you get the whole entire building, and then you count from after that. That's the halacha. So what's the case of it? Toshima, Shavas Batel, he's staying on Shabbos on a mountain, Shugavaya Asara. It was 10 Tvachim high, who were 4 Amos and 4 Beis HaSayim. It was from 4 Amos until Beis HaSayim, which is 70 Amos for 70 Amos. V'chei Meneka, or he was in a hole, in a rock. Shu Omuk Asara, it was deep Asara, who were 4 Amos and Beis HaSayim. 4 Amos until Beis HaSayim. Both these places have mechitzas, because a tail that's 10 Tvachim high, a mountain, is called mechitzas, because you say good Asik. And a hole in the ground also has mechitzas. So it's just a yachid. And you get from 4 Amos, less than 4 Amos anyway you get. That's what it says, from 4 Amos until Beis HaSayim. V'kama katsuro v'shpelas v'kiv v'sayim. So another case will be is, let's say you're in a field, and they cut down all the wheat, but around you, the wheat is still there. And the wheat was 10 tefachim high. So you have a shishu yachid here. The halacha is, mehalach haskula v'chutzala apayim amos. You can walk al tchum, the whole area that you're in, plus 2,000 Amos out of it. So what do you see? It's called a mechitza. Mechitza, hokin amish asot chilakach, you'll tell me that here also you planted l'shem kach, bishlam ekama lachia, bishlam the wheat, the tvua, that you can plant l'shem mechitza. El tel v'neka, a mountain or a hole in a rock in the ground, what are you going to say there? In a cave, you know, you didn't make this rock or this mountain, mayik l'meima, what are you going to say? How are you going to say there it's l'shem kach? So it's mefurish, you don't need mechitza shem kach. And with this, we have to change it around. Elo, mechitza is kule am le pligi. By mechitza is kule amo, we don't argue to have mechitza even though it's shem kach. Ki pligi belechi. The only argument belechi, what's mechitza belechi? A baila tamei, don't lechi mishem mechitza. Mechitza, assume leha mechitza. Mechitza is made by itself, it's mechitza. But rabba le tamei, and that's why it's good lechi amid veilo. But rabba le tamei, don't lechi mishem hacker. Yavid be a dai, you have a hacker. If you make it, it's a hacker. If you loyal, you have a hacker. It's not a hacker. Now, just to speak out like this. When we say mechitzas kulei amalei pligi, you don't have to put it up shem kach. Do you have to be semech alav ma'asmal? Like we said before, you have to be semech alav ma'asmal. So it's mevuyard from the Rosh first over here, and the Beseis brings it right also. Mechitzas do not have to be humid of shem kach. But lechi, the Gemara said, does have to, no, it doesn't have to be semech alav. But lechi, we said, it does have to be semech alav. So the question is, lechi mishem mechitza, so why is it worse than mechitza? We're saying lechi mishem mechitza, therefore imrei will work. So mechitza is better, it's not to be semech l'vesma, lechi does. So the answer has to be that lechi is mamish, not mamish mechitza. It's not the same level, and therefore needs semech l'vesma. And the mechitzas actually is, in the Achrenim, from Yogadim Supik, the Mishmur Bezhan the Supik, if it's Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be semech l'vesma esma. You have to rely on it esma. Or you can decide on Shabbos, oh, I'm going to use that for Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say you're walking somewhere, you realize that telephone poles could be used. Usually not, because you use them outside. Let's say you figure out it could be used. You say, oh, I want to use that for Tzuras HaPesach. You use that on Shabbos? We have to say before Shabbos. So that's a shayla, it's a suffix, if it's like a mechitza or is it like a lechi. That's telling that shayla, it's a suffix of the Prima Gadim. Like upon him, we're coming out of Mechaikis Rav and Abaya, if lechi mishem heker or lechi mishem mechitza, and that's Mechaikis if the Oymed Ve'elav is good or not. Toshima. Avnei Geda Hayotis Min HaGeda. You have here in front of the Mavui, the wall has jagged bricks coming out every other brick. Less than three tefachim apart. In sarach lechi acha, does not need an oil lechi. If anyone has like an article, look at the picture, you don't need an oil lechi. You don't need an oil lechi. Why don't you need an oil lechi? Because it's like a love wood, makes a little post. That's what it says. You don't need an oil lechi. Shloisha, if it's more than three, sarach lechi acha. So what's the kasha? Here it's a lechi. It looks like it was not made the same lechi. It was part of the wall. The wall was made with a bunch of edges. They thought they were going to add on to it. And they left it like that. So you see lechi oimbeil works the kasha on Rava. And for the Gemara, here also you put it up the same kach. You made these bricks the same kach, and therefore it works. Yaqib Shita, then it's pashut. It's loved. What's the problem? Maybe you say it's not a hacker because it looks like I'm trying to add on to the wall. When you want to add on to the wall, you have to leave the bricks. You have to be bricks like that so you can be able to start the next wall. So it looks like it's not a hacker. Kamash Malon, it's still a hacker. Kamash Malon, it's still a hacker. That's the Kamash Malon. And that works. So we had a kasha rava here. It sounds like it wasn't shem kach. It was a shem kach. The chiddush is, even though it looks like I'm just doing like a binyan over here. Toshima, Tana Rav Chia, not a raya. This should be familiar. We had it before. Tana Rav Chia, koishal sidach akonis mechaveiroi. You have a wall of the mavi that gets narrower at one point. It's narrower, thinner at one point. Bein chenira b'chus shavafnim. Say, if only from the outside you see it's narrow, on the inside you can't tell. Or bein chenira b'fnim, or say, if in the inside you see it's narrow inside and the outside looks like a fat wall for shavafnim. Either way, neither mishum lechi. So here it sounds like that, you know, the Rav came to machshir the mavi. He says, look, hey, the wall's not straight. Oh, it's a lechi. It wasn't put up mishum lechi. It's a raya like a baya. Lechi on the works. It was part of a wall that was made thinner. And for the Gemara, Hakanam Joseph Trilakach, no, they made the wall like this for a lechi. Yochi Maikamashlon, what's the Chiddush? Hakamashlon, Nirv Bibichutz, Vashalon Nifin, Nidim Shem Lechi. That's the Chiddush, we had a Machlokes before. They're here, the case of Nirv Bibichutz, where only on the outside you could tell it was thinner. When the inside looks like one big wall, still it's called a lechi. That is the Chiddush of this Braisa of Rav Chia. Toshima, we bring a Rai from Rav like Abaya. Toshima, the Rav of Yosef Bahumavoya, Rav was sitting in this mavui. He's sitting in the mavui. And Yosef Rav Huna Kameh, and Rav Huna is also sitting there. Amalei L'Shameh, Rav told the Shameh, Zil Aisli Kuz Demaya, please bring me a cup of water. Ada also, before he came back, Nofal Lachi, the Lachi fell down. Achba Levi Yad Kamaduchti, he motioned to him to stay where you are. You're not letting him carry anymore. The Lachi's down. Amalei Rav Huna, Lo Yisovala Mar Lismecha Dikla. There's another thing here, there's a tree here also. Here's a case where, you know, there's another thing, like we said before, another case here. So Rav said, I don't know what you're talking about. It looks like you never learned the sugya. Misa v'chilam v'esmal, you weren't samech v'esmal, you were samech v'lechi, and lechi fell down. You can't use a tree now. So it makes him our idea, only because I wasn't samech on that palm tree do we say that you can't carry here and it doesn't work. If you would have said, I want to use that dekel as a lechi, have a lechi. It wasn't planted the shem kach. So what do you see? You see a raya to abaya lechi oimid me'elav is a lechi. So the Gemara, maybe I'll tell you something else. Lema, to fix this up, I'll tell you lema baya rava but lo samchinon pligi. May I say rava and baya arguing with lo samchinon? Has samchinon la have lechi lekuli alma. And the homachik's rava and abaya is by lo samchinon la. And if I care, this is a kash on abaya that you don't even need rabbi hold. You don't even need smicha. You don't even need samchinon esma. And this is a kash on abaya. Maybe that's Pshat Abayev Rava. We'll take it down to a lower level. That everyone agrees that if the Samech level works, the whole thing is Loi Samech Lov. Well, Loi Samech Adaitach. Tahu Barka, the Havabei Bar Chavu. There was this porch that was by Bar Chavu. And this porch was adjacent to another Mavu. And one of the legs that hold up the porch was sitting in front of the Mavu of the other person. So here you have a Lechi, but it's Oymed Me'elov because it's made for the porch. But for years they were arguing it. That means they had a lot of chance to be soymech on it. And still Rav held it wasn't good. So you see they argued, even by soymech alav they argued. And therefore from Rav it's a kasha on Rav. The whole barakah, the habab yechav, the pligah babay Rav, kulish night all the years. So you see Rav argues even by soymech alav me'esmal, he holds a lechi oymed me'elav is not good. So it comes to Abayah, Abaya, Rav, if lechi oymed me'elav is good according to Abaya, it's good. And according to Rav, it's no good. Who do you pass like? Who do you pass like? Passing like Abaya. Like Rashi says, one of the Yalkagam. The Yalkagam is the seven things that we paskin like, six things that we paskin like Avaya, six things. And the Lamed is, the Lamed of Ya'al is Lechi Oimed Ve'elov. Grab the very time. August on that, it's not Klaw, because the Gemara doesn't speak it out here, that we paskin. But the Rashi says, this is one of the Yalkagams, that's the Talkei Paskin, the Lechi Oimed Ve'elov works, and this is from here, paskin like Avaya.